This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Donald Trump is pressuring Turkey to stop its offensive in northern Syria, with calls for a ceasefire and sanctions against Turkish officials as he plans to send a delegation led by Vice President Mike Pence to Ankara for talks to resolve the situation. The president's action follows sharp criticism in the weeks since the White House announced Turkey was going forward with its long-held plans to try to carve out a buffer zone along its border with Syria, free from the U.S.-backed Kurdish fighters it accuses of being terrorists linked to separatist Kurds in Turkey. VOA's Heather Murdoch is on the ground in Syria, and she tells us the essential reaction of the Kurdish people.
They are angry at Donald Trump for making this decision and lay the blame squarely on the president of the United States. They feel like they have been allies for a long time. They feel like they have been abandoned and left to the slaughter.
President Trump spoke Monday with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and General Mazlum Kobani, the head of the mostly Kurdish SDF. The Texas police officer who shot and killed a black woman in her home has been charged with murder. Aaron Dean was arrested just hours after he resigned from the Fort Worth police force on Monday.
An open structure call is something that you would typically park down the street and approach cautiously.
Edwin Krause is the police chief of Fort Worth.
Had the officer not resigned, I would have fired him for violations of several policies, including our use of force policy, our de-escalation policy, and unprofessional conduct.
Dean, who is white, shot 28-year-old Tatiana Jefferson, who was black, through a house window on Saturday after a neighbor called a non-emergency police line to report Jefferson's front door had been left open. Jefferson was in the house with her 8-year-old nephew. This is VOA News. A dozen Democratic presidential candidates will be on stage for the party's next primary debate tonight in the state of Ohio. This will be the fourth Democratic debate since June and will feature the largest group on stage for a single debate. Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard and Tom Steyer, a former hedge fund investor and environmental activist, will join the 10 Democrats who took part in the previous debate in September. It is likely that the impeachment inquiry targeting President Donald Trump will be a major focus of discussion on Tuesday. Ukraine is at the center of the impeachment proceedings against President Trump, as Democrat opponents claim he pressured Kyiv to investigate the son of his political rival Joe Biden. The web of allegations and counterclaims is rooted in Ukraine's efforts to clamp down on corruption following the overthrow of President Viktor Yanukovych in 2014. Many Ukrainians now fear their country could suffer from the fierce political battles in Washington. In the past 6 years, Ukraine has weathered revolution and war and remains beset by economic and existential threats. Another casualty of the fracas could be the presidential aspirations of former Vice President Joe Biden, whose son Hunter is at the heart of the controversy because of his presence on the board of directors of the energy firm Burisma in Ukraine. American television network ABC's Amy Robach sat down with Hunter Biden and talked about his role in the controversy.
Being the subject of Donald Trump's ire is a feather in my cap. It's not something that I go to bed nervous about at night at all. The reason I'm able to do that is because I am absolutely enveloped in love of my family. I certainly hope that there is no negative political ramifications of this. I think that the truth always wins.
Hunter Biden was asked if he was a distraction to his father's campaign.
No, personally, myself, I'm not necessarily a distraction to his campaign. I'm never a distraction to my dad. But as it relates to actually going and being on stage with him, this is not a family business.
Mr. Biden continues to contend that no one is going to vote against his father because of him.
100%. They know who my dad is. My dad doesn't have to defend me. My dad only has to love me. And my dad loves me unequivocally.
President Trump alleges that Joe Biden forced the resignation of then-Ukrainian chief prosecutor Viktor Shokin to protect Biden's family, a charge the former Democratic vice president denies. Shokin's deputy at the time, David Zakharelich, told VOA that Shokin was ousted because he was ineffective. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.